one of the lovely things about the gingerbread that we have is that the taste appeals to young and old alike, and it really crosses cultures, demographics, age groups. Gingerbread's so evocative, and it's one of those, it seems to put a smile on people's face.
This is The Producers. I'm Anthony Huckstep. 2 decades ago, Karen Sharman of Gingerbread Folk left behind a corporate lifestyle to experience the beauty of the Australian outback. With freedom to visualise new directions, a small baking business was born, inspired by her obsession with gingerbread.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located in the beautiful part of Australia, the Blue Mountains. So it's somewhere that I didn't actually grow up here. Grew up in Sydney, we landed in the mountains after a long road trip around Australia. But I think I've always had a strong feeling that you end up where your energy is right, and I know that being amongst the beautiful surroundings, the bush, and so forth here is just it's a lovely place. So our factory is in the Blue Mountains. We live in the Blue Mountains, and this is where it all happens. Of course, there are perils living in a place like this, but actually, as we all know, it's not isolated to the Blue Mountains.
Karen had no real experiences with gingerbread as a kid, but while working in the corporate world, she became obsessed with a gingerbread offering at a local cafe.
My background is actually not food. I studied, after school, I studied architecture, and I did study, and I worked in it, and I absolutely loved it. I still do. It's a huge part of who I am, and I have a lot of gratitude for the education, and I think I bring a lot of it to the business today as well. But sometimes life takes you in a different direction, and you never know what that will be. And that's actually a message I love to impart to my daughter, who's just finished year 12 herself. A lot of people will say, what are you doing next year? What are you going to study? And what do you want to be? And they ask that question pretty young, actually. But I've always been very I think I have a lot of interests in so many things, and it's never just one thing that I thought that I would do. And so I think that's an important message to tell the kids of today. So I studied architecture and worked as an architect, and after a few years of quite a corporate lifestyle, Dominic, my husband now, also was working in the city, and we decided to take a road trip. We didn't take that gap year that I'm highly encouraging my daughter to take. So that gave us the space and the clarity to really reflect on so much. I'd had a very driven academic sort of upbringing, and I did the right thing, did what I was meant to do. I'm grateful for that, but it was just lovely to sit back and take life as it came. And with that came some new direction. But just prior to that, we were living in Sydney, in the Lower North Shore. We used to go to a lot of cafes, as you do. And I used to, have a coffee and eat these little gingerbread men. And I got a bit, I got a bit addicted to them. And one day I looked at the little guy and I thought, I think I can do this, and I think I can do it better. And I had some ideas. I've always had strong ideas about how things, could be done. And I took that idea with me on the road, and I ended up writing a bit of a business plan. It was back in the days of dial-up, so I had a dinky, heavy laptop, and we travelled around on bushwalks with the laptop in the back because we didn't want it to get stolen, and things you do when you're young. And I wrote that business plan on the road, and upon our return 18 months later, this is when we settled in the Blue Mountains. We had a couple of casual jobs, but I decided to start the business. And I've always had, I've loved the saying, jump and a safety net will appear. And I think that's what I did. I jumped. And the rest is history, I guess. Gingerbread wasn't part of my childhood, but cookies were. Cookies and cakes were, because I've got a Russian grandmother, and she was a huge influence on me growing up. And we'd have lovely afternoon teas. And I think just the whole afternoon tea concept, having something sweet with a cup of tea was just a thing I really I hold close to my heart, and I've always loved baking, so it's most definitely treasure that memory, and I think that's really the lasting memory there. But not so much gingerbread itself. That was probably, as I mentioned, just a little addiction in when we were in the corporate world visiting cafes. So. But I did come up with the recipe, so.
After travelling around Australia, Karen devised a business plan that not only helped create the best gingerbread, but set them up to create the right work-life balance too.
Business is blood, sweat and tears. I think there are failures. There are constant failures, so many all the time. I don't really see them as failures, more as just... bit of a cliche, but things to learn from. We've partnered with suppliers and distributors, had good relationships, not so good relationships. They're all things you learn from in business, and so I think a failure becomes a success, if you like, and it points you in the direction that you need to go. And I think that's how we have ended up where we are today, because we've always listened to the customers and watched the trends and the demands. And having said that, also been very directed by our inner, what's important to us, I guess you can say. So we ourselves are ethical and sustainable in our personal lives, in our practices, and the way we like to live our life. We are vegan. We haven't always been, but I come at that from an ethical angle, a Dom from an environmental angle, and I think it's just so important to instill those values in business. So it allows us to sleep at night, which is wonderful. We can put our head on the pillow knowing that we're putting our we're supporting industries that we believe in. I'm sure the concept of conscious capitalism is not a new one to you, and I think I like it very much, because it sort of echoes the principle that business has a higher purpose, greater than just profit. And for us, that's very important. Our business allows us to, it's a vehicle for being able to share the message that we believe is very important in this world, to be, to act with kindness, be ethical and sustainable. So it's nice to be able to live your life and your business in that way. So I would say that is a success. That's one of the, it's nice to be in a position where we have, we're able to direct and drive the business in the way we want to.
Founded on the belief that business has a higher purpose, greater than just profit, Karen embraces the ethical initiatives of care and compassion and the environment too.
Well, from the very, very beginning, traditionally royal icing is made with egg whites and sugar, so icing sugar. So From the start I was always questioning, how could we get free range egg whites, and what do you do with the yolks? And it just seemed messy from the start, and it upset me, really, just having to use this in such great quantities. So I went back to the chemistry books, and I looked at the chemistry of how to make the royal icing, find a protein to substitute that egg white, and I did that, and that's actually today part of our IP, I guess you could say, part of our, it's something that stands us well apart from the rest. It's very unique. We have an icing that is egg free, so that means our entire product can be vegan, which is a great thing. We're just really happy with that. The icing was a huge initiative, and the other one, which was pretty much there from the start, was we just felt very bad using nasty, horrible, heavy duty I think it's called BOP, bio-oriented polypropylene plastics to pack our packaging. So we hired a consultant very early in the piece, and he was actually a consultant for, I think, Cadbury at the time. But he was so lovely. He gave us the time. He saw my enthusiasm and wanted to, I think he realized how important it was for us. So he helped us to find a compostable film. And we were actually the first company in Australia to launch with that. It was like early 2000s. So it's been a very long time, but I am excited to say that's developed over time as well. And we are now partnering with a new company who are really taking it next level. So there are always ways to improve barriers and using vegetable dyes and soy inks. So the compostable film is a really important part of who we are. We there's so much waste in business with packaging and it's one of those things that if we can tread a little more lightly, then we definitely want to, and yeah, we need to. So, and yeah, we have solar panels on the roof too. that's just by the by.
When developing recipes, landing on the very best gingerbread was important to Karen, but so was finding a means to ensure they were vegan and allow everyone a chance to enjoy.
Well, I think the texture has to be just right. So the texture, it needs to be bendy. Bendy, and the spices have to be just right, and a bit of sweetness and a lovely balance of gentle spice. So I'm pretty sure we achieved that. And although we're, in it every day and we're sort of imbibing the smell, I still, pretty much not a day goes by when I won't have one. So I still love my product. And certainly when you step away from it for a week, take a road trip and we take it with us, it tastes extra good. So I know I still love the product. So I know it's still good. We don't use any additives at all. So they're just pure ingredients. There's nothing unusual. These are ingredients that you would find in a pantry. I guess it's about the combination and the combination of spices. Sorry, I can't reveal that one. But but it's whatever it is, it's just, one of the lovely things about the gingerbread that we have is that the taste appeals to young and old alike, and it really crosses cultures, demographics, age groups. Gingerbread's so evocative, and it's one of those it seems to put a smile on people's face. It sort of seems to cross so many boundaries, I guess. It's just loved by young and old, I guess, alike, you could say. So, yeah, it seems to, whatever recipe we have, it seems to work for all.
Gingerbread Folk has grown significantly since that little idea two decades ago. It's given Karen the space to grow the business and build a passionate team of bakers, but every day still throws up different challenges.
It depends on what time of year it is, Anthony, actually, because we have a very, very intense last quarter of the year. No matter what we do in this business, we try to make it less seasonal. Gingerbread is so seasonal. So, the cookies themselves, they do sell all year round in independent supermarkets and cafes. So that's a nice year round option. But at Christmas or in the lead up to Christmas, it certainly goes crazy. So I actually don't step foot in the kitchen anymore. So my area of what I personally do is focus on sales, marketing and automation. And I think that's bring a lot of the project management and systems that I probably used in architecture, I probably bring to my current role. I really love that. I don't miss the kitchen. I love my own kitchen, and it's my recreation. But we do have wonderful team, wonderful bakers and staff, and my day is, to be very honest, I sneak in, run upstairs, and don't talk to anyone all day. I just do my work. I like it. but things have changed. But Dom, my husband, he looks after the staff. He's a fabulous people person. Always jolly and humorous, and he looks after dispatch and manages the staff. So we have quite different roles. We do work together. There's pretty much nothing that happens in the business that we don't check in on, but we don't have the same role at all. So our days are quite different. Yeah.
Gingerbread houses are popular at Christmas, and Karen has developed a range of easy-to-build kits to deliver a unique bonding experience and put the emphasis on eating too.
Oh, yeah, look, I think one of the most rewarding parts of what we do, it has to be all about the gingerbread house kits. So the gingerbread house kits are a popular item this time of year, and we supply kits not only to families for, you know, to have that beautiful activity of bonding. And we do receive so many gorgeous, right now on Instagram it's going crazy, we're being tagged and mentioned constantly, people showing their beautiful creations and, you know, family get-togethers. Obviously, I was just thinking as I was saying that things really changed the last 2 years with COVID, and it sort of pivoted from running group events to doing a lot more at home, and that was beautiful too. But then suddenly things opened up, and November or October, and so we supply for events, and big groups of people get together in halls, and the energy of that event is, as a supplier, to see and hear that feedback is incredibly rewarding. We know that we bring so much excitement and so much joy to those events. We get a lot of positive feedback, and it's really nice to be on the receiving end of hearing those stories. They're just, as I said, you know, schools, kindies, and churches, really. Churches, it's a very popular activity with churches. So very female oriented, really, many ladies getting together doing this. But I have definitely seen blokes and boys, and I think actually that gives me a real thrill when I see the young ones. And indeed, I have a young boy too, and he absolutely loves making a gingerbread house. And, it just gives them the opportunity to bring out their personality. It's just super. They focus, and we've got the canvas so that you can do the rest of it, basically. And there's the famous architect Mies van der Rohe, and he said less is more. And I think that's how I like to approach design, and that's how I like to approach the DIY kits that we have. This is the thing: everybody will decorate their gingerbread house as, you know, according to their own desires and personality, and that's the lovely thing to see what people do. So tips, we have a few hacks in terms of decorating roofs, and you can decorate the slabs ahead of time on a flat board. That's a great hack, because it's hard to do it on an angle, and it requires a bit of a dexterous hand, but it's a definite hack.
The switch from architect to baker and business owner has had a dramatic impact on Karen's life, and it's given her greater connections in the community too.
Gingerbread is, I feel very fulfilled, because the business has given me the opportunity to express myself. It's an evolution. It's not something that a lot of people ask, how can I do this? But businesses are never born overnight, and this is a 21-year, evolution here. So I think it's definitely, it's given us freedom, and it's given us some fantastic opportunities to raise a family as well. So Dom and I have always had a great deal of flexibility when it comes to, attending kids' events or taking holidays. As the business has become bigger, obviously the responsibilities are huge, and you're always tied to your business, but not having to obviously take leave at certain times, or we're in charge, we call the shots, and that's great. Another really great thing is being able to give back, and we do every year we donate to children's hospitals. This year we're sending the kits to Randwick Children's Hospital, and I love being able to be in charge of giving back. So we also sponsor some property in Western Australia. And yeah, we do a number of things. We did Wesley Mission last year, and just to be able to give back is a really lovely thing. So I like that it gives us that the power to do that.
Gingerbread Folk has given Karen the foundation to change her life and an ability to steer her passion in the direction that feels right.
Oh, I love lots of things about what I do. I love the freedom that it gives us. I love the challenge. I'm a very driven person, so there's never a dull moment. There's always something that we can improve. I'm always looking to streamline, looking for more efficiencies. I'm in charge. I can take the business. I shouldn't say that. Don wouldn't like that. We're in charge together. we can drive it. We're driving this bus, and it's just great to be able to review each year, see how we went, and take it to the next place.
Gingerbread is hugely popular during the festive season, but with an attention to detail, connections with the community, and commitment to excellence, Karen has created a product that's worth celebrating and enjoying all year round. This is The Producers, a Deep in the Weeds production. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Stay tuned as we share the stories of producers, farmers, makers, and growers, the true lifeblood of the food industry. Follow us on Instagram at Producers Podcast, or email us at producerspodcast@deepintheweeds.com.au.